T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, time now, guys, for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on sex, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your letter to the SteveHarveyFM.com crew and click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we'll take care of you. We'll read your letter live. It could be your letter live on the air, like we're reading this one, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
I answer
right,
myself.
Right. So yeah. Let's get to it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, if you don't get yo mama, that's what it says in the title. If you don't get yo mama, I will. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have found the man of my dreams, and we've been together for 5 years. We have one child together, and I'm pregnant with our second child. Our relationship is great, but my boyfriend's mother is a huge problem, and I'm fed up with her inserting herself into every aspect of our lives. She comments on how we parent, our finances, my decorating style, how I cook, and my housekeeping skills. Recently, our child was sick, and she caused a big scene in the hospital, saying that it was my fault for not taking better care of her grandchild. My child is young, and she constantly critiques him, which makes him not like her very much. Last week, she told me that she hopes the new baby is not a brat like my toddler. My boyfriend seems to overlook her insults when she goes in on him, but it's hard for me to hear her telling him that he's a sorry excuse for a man. I have told her that her behavior is unacceptable, and she said that she is just giving us much-needed advice and constructive criticism because we're young and don't know anything. Steve and Shirley, we are in our early 30s, and we can take care of ourselves. I'm starting to think that she might be right about my boyfriend being sorry because he won't talk to her about her foul mouth and bad attitude. I have told him that she is no longer welcome in our home and that I do not want her to have a relationship with our new baby. I don't need this stress during the last trimester of my pregnancy. How can I get this man to step up and get his mom in check? Please advise. All right, first of all, let me tell you this. Not welcoming her in your home and not wanting her to have a relationship with the new baby, that's kind of harsh, okay? Now, is your boyfriend a mama's boy? I have to say yes to that. I have to say also that you're right. Your man should be checking his mom in a respectful way. She is too messy. She is too involved in your relationship. She's too petty. She does need to get her some business. I'm in agreement with all of that. But unless he says something to her, she's not gonna pull up. You've already said something, but you're right. You don't need this kind of stress in your last trimester of your pregnancy. But how dare she, though? I mean, what's with all this disrespect? Has this been going on for the entire 5 years? I can't believe you guys have allowed it to go on for so long. And I'm going to ask you this. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that you guys aren't married? 5 years, 2 kids later, that's a lot, maybe. You know, she might be messy and all of that, you know, with her ways and everything, but she might also be old school, and she wants you to stop having children and making babies and all this and go ahead and tie the knot. You know, maybe that's where this is really coming from. Just something to think about there. Steve?
The mama is out of line.
Yeah.
Mm. Period. This ain't got nothing to do really with the boy or the girl. The mama is way out of line. Now, with that being said, whose job is it to check her? The son. But Shirley hit it. This is a mama's boy now, and we got a little problem. But I got news for you. He doesn't even have to be a mama's boy, because it's not that he's over there all the time. It's that she interjects herself into y'all's every aspect of your life. and you just won't get him to say nothing. The dude that don't say nothing to his mom is really not because he's a mama's boy. This ain't nothing new to him. Let me get to the letter. She comments on how we parent, our finances, my decorating style, how I cook, my house cleaning. And then your child got sick and she caused a big scene at the hospital saying it was my fault for not taking better care of her grandchild. Is this half a crazy?
Whoa.
That's how you get a person arrested. That's how you get child protective services. That's how you get children taken from people. Mm-hmm. She's got to be crazy. Once you start making these statements in a hospital, they start checking real close now.
Yeah, yeah.
My child is young and she constantly critiques him, which makes him not like her very much. See, this is an old battle axe right here.
She's an old battle axe.
Yeah. They don't even make them like this. No
more.
This heifer right here, she ain't happy with herself. So she ain't happy with you, the way you parent, the way you clean, the way you cook. She ain't happy with the grandchild. She ain't happy with her son. This is an old battle axe. Last week, she told me she hopes the new baby is not a brat like my toddler. Is she serious? What's wrong with her, man? Mm-hmm. Is she just a nasty person? My boyfriend seems to overlook her insults when she goes in on him, but it's hard for me to hear her telling him that he's a sorry excuse for a man. She raised him. It's her son. Mm-hmm. You a sorry excuse for a man. You raised him. So, you know, let's get some of these fingers pointing at you. I told her that her behavior is unacceptable, and she said that she's just giving us much needed advice and constructive criticism. Take the word constructive out. It's just criticism, and it's not much needed. It's that you do it all the time because you funky, because you ain't happy with yourself. She says she's doing that because you're young and you don't know anything. Steve and Shirley, we're in our early 30s, and we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think she might be right about my boyfriend being sorry. Okay, she's winning now. Mm-hmm. Once she gets you over there leaning that right there, she winning. Don't let her do it. Your dude ain't sorry. He just won't talk to her about her foul mouth and bad attitude. You know why? This ain't new to him. He grew up with her. Her bad attitude and foul mouth, he grew up with it. He don't even hear it no more. It's the norm for him. This is new to you. So what you tripping on, he's made the adjustment to. He don't even hear her.
Wow.
He been cut her out.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. If you don't get your mama, I will. At 23 after the hour, right
get
after
your
this.
Mama.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. If you don't get your mama.
Recap. The old mama is an old battle axe. She not happy. She bitter. She evil. She don't like nothing. She done based this woman out in the hospital. Damn near got her in trouble. Talk about you hoping the new baby ain't like this brat you done raised.
Wow.
That's she
really,
evil.
Yeah.
She don't like the way the lady cook, clean, do house, parent, nothing.
Surprised she didn't
evil.
Say she was ugly.
She say her son is a sorry excuse for a man. That's who she raised. Now, I'm starting to think she might be right about my boyfriend being sorry. He's not. He's just used to her. Because he won't talk to her about her foul mouth and bad attitude. Once again, because he used to her. He grew up with the foul mouth and attitude. That's just how his mama is.
Right.
She didn't just get this way. I've told him that she is no longer welcome. I've told him that she's no longer welcome in our home and that I do not want her to have a relationship with our new baby. Okay, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. I got she ain't cool at all. But two wrongs ain't gonna make it right. You told your husband that his mama ain't welcome in our home no more. You got him in a bad spot.
Right.
You got him in a horrible spot. Because as crazy, as wrong as she is, it's still his mama. He loves her. I don't need this stress during my last trimester of my pregnancy. How can I get my man to step up and get his mom in check? His mom has never been in check. This ain't new. So I don't know. You know, he's got to sit his mom down and go, Mom, this is my family. I love them.
Yeah.
And he's got to make the case in point to her so she can lighten up. Or you're going to lose, you know, us. Because I'm not going to keep bringing my girl around for this here, for you to do this to her. And maybe she'll come around. I don't know. But I don't think she will. Because she old hell.
And she a what?
Old battle ass.
Battle ass.
Old battle ass.
Old battle ass.
I'm talking about cranky with an anchor on her. Big old rusty anchor.
She is mean, though. She's a mean woman.
She's a
one.
Mean woman, man.
She is.
It's hard to deal with people that stink.
She did everything but call her ugly. She really did. She insults her everything. Her cooking, her cleaning, her decorating style, how they parent, their finances.
Call the baby a brat.
Right, call the baby a brat.
Said her husband, her boyfriend is a sigh excuse for a man.
Yeah, and then she said they need it. They need her advice because they're young and they don't know anything.
They in their 30s.
They're in their 30s.
Man.
Yeah. And then she's pregnant with their second child. She's right. She doesn't need that kind of stress.
No, she don't.
Mm-mm.
Your main concern is the health of your baby.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He definitely needs to sit down and talk to his mom. Maybe they can do it together. You know, look. Let's try
together
to get along as a family.
Mama?
Huh?
You mean together with the baby mama?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the two of them can set the mom down and say, look, we can't do this. Because if they present a united front to the mom, maybe she'll get it. And where's the dad? Where's her husband? She doesn't have one in all this?
Ain't nobody finna live with her.
He been gone. He been gone.
Shirley, he left when he was a boy.
Who? Yeah.
Her husband.
I gotta
when
go,
he
son.
Was
can't
the,
take
he
you.
Left when the, when the son
yeah.
was...
I love
yeah,
you,
the
son. Then he got hit by a car when he was 8, probably.
Oh, Steve.
No, I'm just saying, his father might not be in his life at all, nor is he trying to get back over there, because he got to deal with her.
Yeah, but they got to do something, because I, you know, like I said, I think it's harsh if she doesn't want her in the new baby's life and not to come over there anymore. They have to work this out.
She don't like the first baby.
Yeah. Yeah, she called him a brat, right? Yeah, she's a mean one, Mrs.
Right,
Grinch.
I got that mama right there, man. Oh.
Yeah. But you're right, he probably tuned her out.
Oh, he don't even hear her no more.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But does she just walk up in their house and start talking or what? How does she get in there? They have to let her in.
Son probably opened the door.
Yeah.
That's his mama.
They're going to have to sit her down and really, really talk to her and tell her about herself in a respectful way.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but her question is, how can she get her man to step up and get his mom in check? Maybe if they both do it together, because, yeah, her son has tuned her out, like you say, Steve. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, completely tuned. It's mm-hmm. it's such a bad case right here because, you know, you put an ultimatum down about the mama can't come over the house no more and I don't have a relationship with the child because her mother's so evil to her first baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, Shirley, there is something to play with them not being married, but it wouldn't matter to her. She's an evil woman regardless.
Right, right,
she might can be using the fact that they're not married as the excuse. But she would be nasty to the girl if they were married.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and check out our Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.